Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to get to this right away because I've been leading up to it, and I'm not leading you on purpose. I just got to go with the Holy Ghost, friends, and if something comes up, I'm going with Him. And the bottom line is we need to cover what needs to be covered here. But I want to show you some principled issues here that we have to deal with because it's not principled in so many different ways. As I have been teeing this up, friends, I stated the headline was, as church leaders tell us not to vote for a certain candidate because of what he may support, well, they, on one hand, talk at the other side of their mouth, and then they point to the incumbent president, namely Trump, that's not only in support, but is already funding it. What am I talking about? Listen to this.
Pastor, has the president reached out? Has he responded? Have you had a conversation with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, he called me after the Sunday morning service, and he was very gracious and said, I just want to thank you for taking a stand. Church is essential, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And then we talked a little bit about why, from certainly a biblical standpoint, Christians could not vote Democratic. Mm. Because there's no way that a Christian can affirm the slaughter of babies, homosexual activity, homosexual marriage, or any kind of gross immorality. No way we could, you know, stand behind a candidate who was affirming transgender behavior, which, of course, is really the reprobate mind of Romans 1. So
So let's stop right there. Let me just go right to the foundation. We can't vote Democratic, said John MacArthur. And the Bible tells us in the book of Malachi that the law of truth is supposed to be in our mouth. John MacArthur, friends, inadvertently, I hope, doesn't know the difference concerning our constitutional republic, that there is no party affiliations outside of the fact that we're ruled by law, not by opinion, concerning what a democracy that he suspects that we are, or that they have a say-so. No, we're not ruled by opinion. We're not ruled by the majority, even if we were, which we are not. We're not ruled by, folks, again, the opinions or majority of the people. We're ruled by law, period. That's what safe ouches us against those that would be if it were, in fact, the majority ruling against the law. It doesn't matter. We're not ruled by that. We're ruled by law. John Adams, friends, said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic, which we are, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Okay, so why is John MacArthur talking about the fact that Christians could not vote Democratic? Because he's caught up into the game, the political language that's created to make lies sound truthful. It doesn't exist. But this is how he's talking. He's strengthening the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of. Then John said, right after that, if you were listening, because there's no way that a Christian can confirm the slaughter of babies. Wait a second, friends. We know that we've been sold that Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in the history of America. Nothing, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Here, let me just give it to you this way, a quick download. Barack Hussein Obama voted 242 times in his 144-day tenure as a senator before he mysteriously became the president of the United States of America. He voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were slaughtered in the womb. He also voted twice, friends, to make sure that babies that came out alive were snuffed out. And yes, I'm using mob talk because that's exactly what it is. Planned Parenthood's aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. Who did they put up? They put up Barack Hussein Obama as their hero. Do you think that they would have been supporting Barack Hussein Obama had they taken the time to pull the curtain back on Barack, that he's voting in favor to make sure that black babies and Hispanic babies are being murdered in the thousands every day in this country? Absolutely not. Why did they put him there? Well, because the same reason they put a Donald Trump there. Just like the head of the Masons, Albert Pike, said, when the people need a hero, we'll give them one. But what they don't do is they're not paying attention to what the Lord said when he said, you judge them by their fruit. No, what John MacArthur's doing is he's taking what the mainstream media is telling him about Donald Trump rather than pulling the curtain back behind Donald Trump to see who he really is. And he definitely isn't judging him by his fruit, because the fact of the matter is Barack Hussein Obama funded Planned Parenthood through the federal government with your tax dollars, America, $500 million a year. Donald Trump's upped it $100 million. This is a fact. This is a fact. It's funny how I get people responding to me. You know, where's that link telling us that Donald Trump is funding Planned Parenthood for $600 million, as if to suggest I'm just making it up? Hey, folks, my lines are wide open. You know, every time you listen to this show, I give you the phone number, and if you want to confront me, I'm right here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, Donald Trump is not the most pro-life president in the history of America. No, just the exact opposite. You know, Mr. Pro-Life is actually signing off, but I told you this, his first unconstitutional legislative act was to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood on a global basis. Since when did he become the president of the world, friends? So you better understand what he's advocating for, a global agenda. You better understand who he's working for, and it's not we the people. And yes, I'm talking about Donald Trump. He said we could never support a Democratic candidate. He's talking about Joe Biden. How come John MacArthur's not telling you about the 1,156 other candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America, which you know as well as I do are more qualified than these guys? The problem that they're having is the mainstream media is omitting them from the equation because they're not going along with the New World Order. And all the while, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are continuously baited in front of the American people as your only options, using a total reprobate, treasonous individual like that of Joe Biden, which, by the way, Donald Trump is legitimizing as a contender, when in fact he's guilty of treason. He's a pedophile. And then he picks up a Kamala Harris, which everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet know all the well that she is a criminal. That's why they put her there, which only drives more support back to Donald Trump so he can finish the job. What you're afraid that Donald Trump is calling forth concerning Joe Biden, that he'll destroy the country, what most people don't realize is Donald Trump is already supporting it. He's already funding it. Okay? I'm giving you facts, not opinions. Okay? Here's another one for you. He talked about the fact that, you know, we could never support, John MacArthur said. Christians couldn't vote Democratic. That's interesting. He said, we could never support the slaughter of babies. Already highlighted that one. Christians can never support homosexual activity, homosexual marriage, or any kind of gross immorality. Anybody been paying attention to what Donald Trump has been doing on a global basis, friends? I'll get to that right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, talking about right now, friends, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what's going on. Unprincipled church leadership, as they call themselves, namely John MacArthur. I hope this is inadvertently. He's been doing some good things here, and I want to stand with him. But this one is just, folks, it's it's unbiblical. We're to judge men by their fruit. We're not to be deceived. How many times does Jesus tell us this, but yet we're not paying attention to the fruit and we're just going along because of, is it favor? Is it because they want the approbation of the President of the United States of America, folks? I wouldn't want the approval of this guy knowing all the well as to who he is. Absolutely not. Furthermore, I mean, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I don't need their approval. Jesus didn't commit himself to men. We're not to be respecters of persons. We're to hold the word of God and hold forth the word of life. And in this particular situation, John MacArthur should have called the president out for funding Planned Parenthood to the equivalent of $600 million, for supporting homosexuality. I want you to hear this again. This is John MacArthur.
Pastor, has the president reached out? Has he responded? Have you had a conversation with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, he called me after the Sunday morning service, and he was very gracious and said, I just want to thank you for taking a stand. Church is essential, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And then we talked a little bit about why, from certainly a biblical standpoint, Christians could not vote Democratic. Because there's no way that a Christian can affirm the slaughter of babies, homosexual activity, homosexual marriage, or any kind of gross immorality no way we could, you know, stand behind a candidate who was affirming transgender behavior, which, of course, is really the reprobate mind of Romans 1.
Okay, I mean, just think about that reprobate he's talking about. Yeah, it's found in Romans 1. Yeah, absolutely it is. Hey, folks, NBC News, one of their own. Trump administration launches global effort to end criminalization of homosexuality. Does anybody know that U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Gurnell, is a sodomite? Okay, this is a felony in every state of our union, for the record. I know that there's a lot of people that think, well, homosexuals can go out and beat up on anybody that they want to. No, it's the activity is felonious, friends. But yet here's the President of the United States of America, who many believe him to be a Christian because they don't read the Word of God, and those are the only ones that believe it, because we're to judge them by their fruit, right? But it's interesting how Donald Trump advocates what God condemns, clearly. And I just got done telling you that Donald Trump is being praised by the homosexuals on a global scale. All of the information I'm giving to you is accessible, friends. Go find it. You know why people don't find it? Because they don't want to find it. They want to believe everything is just okay. No, it is not. No, it is not. What's coming to my aid right now is Psalm 94:20. And I would just ask the question to those that call themselves Christians that approve of this. How is it that, going to King James Version, shall the throne of iniquity, lawlessness, have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law? You need to think about what's going on in your country, friends. He's advocating lawlessness. He's a worker of iniquity. He's an arrogant, prideful human being. And he's playing, let me say it again, he's playing a very dangerous game. He is, in fact. Okay? He's advocating what God clearly condemns. And yet here we have John MacArthur saying we can't support Joe Biden because of what he means to advocate. Christians should never vote Democratic. The Democratic Party doesn't exist, Johnny. Just for the record. If the American people took the time to know the Constitution, they would realize, wait a second, there is no party affiliations in the United States. We're a constitutional republic ruled by law. Exactly. But they don't want that. They want to keep playing the game of divide and conquer. Useful idiots is what you are. John said, there's no way a Christian can confirm the slaughter of babies, homosexual activity, homosexual marriage, or any kind of gross immorality. Has anybody paid attention to the history of Donald Trump? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. This is the fact of the matter. Donald Trump is not only supporting, but also funding with your taxpayer dollars, illegally, the very things that John MacArthur is denouncing. How come John didn't confront him? This is the problem in the church. Got too many spineless capitulators, cowards, and I'm not saying John was. John apparently just didn't pull back the curtain. And I would ask a question if this gets back to John. How is it that you don't have the same information the rest of us do? Because that's all you have to do is look. And don't you realize the president's only calling you because he wants to deceive you into supporting him just like he has so many others that don't pull the curtain back on him? Because that's what's happening here, friends. You know, I want to say this too. For all of you condemning me for telling you the truth, you deserve what you get. For all of you that say, well, you know, this guy probably doesn't have many people listening to him, thank you for making us the number one show. And that should tell you that people are sick and tired of what you're putting up with. They're sick and tired of hypocrites such as yourself. This is why the younger generation can't stand you, because they see right through what you put up with. That's a fact. That's totally a fact. So John MacArthur then said, I said these things aren't even political for us, sir, to the president. Go ahead and play the rest of that pickle.
So I said, these things aren't even political for us, sir. I said, these things are biblical. These things are laid down by the Word of God. And we love God. We desire to honor Him and upholding righteousness in a society is what a church is supposed to do. So
that's right.
I said, any real, true believer is going to be on your side in this election, because it's not just an individual, it's an entire set of policies that Christians cannot in any way affirm.
Can you believe this? He said it. John, oh my goodness, you're embarrassing yourself, man. John MacArthur said to the president, I said, any true believer is going to be on your side, Donald Trump, in this election, because it's not just an individual, it's an entire set of policies which undermine constitutional law that Christians cannot in any way affirm. Donald Trump all the while knew, friends, that he was talking to someone that was not paying attention to what he was doing. And by the way, what keeps Donald Trump in favor with the people? Just those sort of people. Those that have their heads stuck in the sand. Well, Mr. President, my head's not in the sand, and you're a blatant liar is what you are. When your sister, Mr. Trump, comes out and starts calling you with expletives that I'm not going to repeat on radio, but you're such a liar, she said. She said you're unprincipled. And she said you can't trust a thing that he says. This is coming from his sister. America, especially you Trump worshipers, when is it that you're going to pay attention to something? You're not. It's obvious you don't know the Word of God, and you could care less about the Word of God, but you've listened to your hireling that says you're going to pastor because you profess that Jesus is Lord. Right? I'm just telling you right now, you're being lied to. Read John 10:12. You're not heaven bound, you're hell bound, and I can tell you that by what you support. And you need to repent, just like Donald Trump does. You know, the one that never needed to repent? Remember that guy? Yeah. Bradley, I think you kind of got me there. There's that Word of God again that I can't stand it when you bring it up, Bradley, because every time you do it, just it condemns me. Well, you know what? Condemnation to those that are in darkness, not in the light. So you might want to get right with the Lord and ask Him to forgive you of your sins before Him and mankind. You know, it says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But in verse 10, 1 John chapter 1, if we say that we have not sinned like Donald Trump, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. He's never had a need to repent. Oh, Donald hasn't. You know what the sick fact of the matter is? His worshipers, His followers treat Him as such. That was the first sign, friends, that right then and there, Donald Trump is not on the Lord's side. And it's interesting as well, when you go to 1 John 2, it says, and hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. But he says in verse 4, 1 John 2, verse 4, he said, He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So what are we dealing with here, friends? A liar. Why? Because the truth is not in him. I'm going to cover a couple more things, and then we're going to get over to Americans finally reminding their representatives that they are not above the law. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody that told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, and has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out, and she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you, and we're giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And Paul from Tennessee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for holding on, my friend. What can I do for you?
Bradley, I've been listening to you for years down here on 1470 AM.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got to give a shout-out to Harry Gruff, John. He's a good man and does his best for this country that he can down here.
Amen.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to ask you is, okay, everybody's trashing Biden. And now everybody's trashing Trump, too, on what side of the, you know, fence you're on. What are our alternatives? I mean, what are our choices here, Brad?
No, and you know, here's the fact of the matter. I understand that question. I really do. I was just in a church in Kentucky, and I got an answer back on an older man in the back, and I knew he was kind of frustrated with me. And I said, well, are you sick and tired of the establishment? And he said, yes, I am. I said, well, then do you, on the other side, feel that if you give a vote outside to the 1,156 other candidates running for the People's White House, that it's a wasted vote? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, well, how do you do that? It doesn't make any sense. If you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, you're only adding strength to the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of. And I said, I know the other thing that we're told too is, well, the lesser of two evils. Those are always the options given to the American people. One from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Well, the fact of the matter is we are a republic ruled by law, so all the 101 party affiliates are a thing of naught, but what we've done is we've been caught up into the conversation and the language that's been created to really make lies sound truthful, and I talked a little bit about that today. I say this, of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither one, and give your vote to those that are outside of the establishment. And the reason that the mainstream media is omitting them or just ignoring them is because they are legitimate candidates. And I'm not saying that in every given situation, but what do we want to add strength to, my friend? The establishment or to those that are outside of the establishment? Because every time we vote for Joe Biden or the likes of Donald Trump, we're adding strength to the establishment. So my thought is neither one. We need to break the box, and people need to begin to communicate with each other. And the problem that we're having, my friend, is you look at all these conservatives of the day, and what are they doing? They're continuously fueling the fire between that which does not exist constitutionally. And notice they never make reference to the Constitution to condemn what's going on. Rather, what they're doing is they're feeding to fuel the monster called the establishment that, again, Americans claim they're sick and tired of.
Okay, but still, okay, if I vote for somebody that's an independent or something like that, it's not getting me anywhere. Again, too bad. It's a conundrum here because, we're Americans, okay? Yes, votes count. But the thing is, if you're going to some long shot there and it really doesn't matter, we're not making any headway here. So I don't know. I almost don't know what to do anymore. I really don't.
Well, here's the other thing. Let me throw this at you. And again, I hear you. When you look at Hillary Clinton during her cycle when she was the contender for Donald Trump, right, she was put up as a legitimate candidate just like Joe Biden is right now. Did you know that on her presidential commencement, her tour, did you know that 22 people showed up? In other words, she had zero support from the American people, but she got the votes of the people that didn't know the difference. I'm trying to tell you that there is a difference. You're not wasting your vote. And when everybody gets outside of this box and starts to take it over the heads of the mainstream media that continuously fuels this game that the American people are playing, and not until then, we're not wasting our votes. We're pulling ourselves away from what we're sick and tired of. And if it takes us a little bit longer to get there, my friend, then that's what we have to do. It's called the hard road. But if people become aware of what's going on and that they have other options, I'll tell you what, when you tell them they have other options, especially to the equivalent of 1,156, people can see the game for what it is right then and there, and then they're going to begin to look elsewhere rather than what's just delivered up to them by the powers that are tolerated.
That may be too little too late, though, because right now this country is going down the crapper, and we all know it.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. I didn't mean to cut you off, Paul. There's a little bit of a delay. But let me ask you a question. So when you vote for either one of them, what are you going to get?
I don't know anymore. That's why I was asking you. I mean, you're on the air all the time. I've been listening to you for a long time. I think, why don't you run for office, Bradley?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I am running for office right now. I'm living out the will of God, and I am busy doing what I'm doing. And, Paul, I wish I could get every listener on the road with me at any given event because I'm calling these politicians out when I'm doing a tea party. What happens is just give me a second to paint this picture for you for a moment. When we do tea parties, oftentimes politicians are running for office, and what they do is I'm the first guy they come up to and put their hand on, shake my hand, take a picture because they think that they're going to win my approbation. Well, like in Los Angeles, California, which was just one of them, I'm sorry, it was actually San Diego. There was a couple guys running for office, and what I did is everybody was cheering on their favorite candidate, right? And what I did is I got up there, and I just asked both of them in front of everybody. There was a couple hundred people at this particular event, and I said to them, so can you guys tell me, you're running for this office, and you're running for this party, but can you show me in the Constitution where you have legitimate standing constitutionally? And, of course, I make enemies right away, but the fact of the matter is the only ones that are making me their enemies, those that don't want to allot the other people to have the truth that is available for them. I think people are so used to the game that they're caught up into that they don't know anything different, and but yet they're complaining about the same things that they tolerate. So I think going back to what we have originally hit on here, Paul, is the fact of the matter is if you go back to Biden and Trump, you're going to get more of the same. And if you go outside of that, at least while you say I may be voting or wasting my vote, I don't feel that you are. I feel that you're an awakened individual individual that's going to start to share your information with others, just like I keep driving the same point, no matter where I go. Folks, you have more options. I just spent probably 45 minutes at this church in Kentucky telling them, listen, there's 1,156 other candidates. I started to show them the fruit of their man, Donald Trump, and I'll tell you what, they fell back a gust, and they wanted proof, and I'm saying, hey, listen, here it is. Here it is, and they're taken back like, oh my gosh, wait a second, now things make sense. And that's exactly what I always want to come to. I want redemption, redemptive results, but people aren't going to come to that unless we're willing to stand up and tell them the hard things, and that's what I do, Paul. And I think when you step outside of the box and you start calling things for the way that they are, and everybody in your family knows about it, then all of a sudden it spreads to your community, then it spreads to the county, then the city, then the state. That's how things work here, and that's what we all have to do together in unison to win the day over on the sake and for the sake of our children. Because, Paul, we don't do it, they're going to be left with what? God knows, and it's probably not going to be good.
Yeah, I hear you, Bradley. The thing, if this was a perfect world and we could get everybody to agree on things, that would be utopia. However, it is not. I mean, right now, what do we have? A 70% divorce rate. Two people that love each other can't even get along anymore, let alone getting 320 million people to agree on one issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I've been on a soapbox for 30 years. I've been saying the same things that you've been saying for 30 years on a smaller scale, obviously. But the thing is, I've actually had people get up and walk away. Or actually run, okay, away from a table in a restaurant when I brought up something like when Obama first got elected. I had three people get up from the table and actually briskly walk out the door. And I'm saying, well, okay, they don't want to listen. Their mindset
is already.
You know, try to convince somebody and turn them over to from the dark side to the light side is a very difficult proposition, sir.
Well, let me say this. It's not my job to make the choice for them. It's my job to be a faithful witness that delivers souls. Proverbs 14:25. And like Jesus, nobody broke up a crowd more than Christ did when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And the Bible says that they didn't understand it, or they were confused. Or in the Bible, in John 6, in Cambridge version of John 6, it says that they were offended. And but what did Peter say? He said, you know what, Lord? To whom shall we go? We know that you have the words of life. And that's exactly what true Christianity comes about to do. It's that we're aware of the truth. We take heed to the truth. If people walk away and they're angry, listen, when you preach the gospel, when you tell people the truth, just like John Wesley said, either people are going to get offended or they're going to get saved. That's not your responsibility. But, Paul, it is our responsibility to tell the people, regardless if they want to hear the truth or not, because the fact of the matter is there's too many people in this country pushing one direction right now. And it's the wrong direction, my friend. And from what you're telling me right now, you have the internal fortitude to tell people the truth. That's what our job is, regardless of the results. We do all that we can do and leave the results up to him. And I say, sir, keep doing what you're doing and keep pushing the same message, because we're not going to win everybody over. And by the way, not everybody's going to be in heaven. Heaven, there is a hell, and hell was made for those that made the choice to reject God. God didn't reject them. They rejected God. So we can do no more than that, Paul. It sounds like to me, can I be quite frank with you? It sounds to me that you're still going to go the same direction that you've always gone before. Am I right or am I wrong?
I'm probably going to vote Republican again this time, although I'm not a registered Republican. I probably will, because I think, I really do think, no matter what you say about, you know, Trump, I really do think if Biden gets in there, it would totally destroy this country. And like I said, it might be too little too late, okay, for people to vote independent. But the thing is, I think, again, too, the lesser of two evils. And so far, I mean, he did pick the economy up, okay? He is trying to build the wall. He's been fought every inch of the way since the day one he got in there. And I don't know about all this hearsay. If I was there personally and heard his sister say stuff about him or his
yeah,
niece,
that's, yeah, that's just go know. Online. Go online. Trump's sister just said it last week. By the way, as far as the economy goes, he just drove the deficit to $8.3 trillion. When it comes to the wall, again, we want to look at the facts here, my friend. And the wall factors are that which has been built has been refurbished. There's no new wall. And we got to come to terms with what is happening. And if people in this country, if we had the devil in office right now, which this one's pretty close, just like the last one, and the one before him, and the one before him, and the one before him, and the one before him. The fact of the matter is that the people, the American people, would hold them accountable. We could move forward, regardless of who's there. And the fact of the matter is there's too many people in this country that are just going along, thinking for some reason or another that this guy knows more than we do. That's why he was put there. The fact of the matter is that is not the case in any sense of the word. And we need to get back to the Constitution and first and foremost the Word of God. Hey, Paul, I got a heartbreak coming up. I totally appreciate you. Call me again, because this is the kind of conversation the American people need to hear. And it's one that I appreciate, and I'm sure it's one that they do as well. So thank you for the call. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Yep, as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Paul, I just want to tell you, I totally appreciate your phone call. Because I think it's, again, I love having conversations like that on the radio. Too often we have conversations after services or after a tea party, so on and so forth. And it's like, this one should have been on the radio. That was one of those, and I totally appreciate you, Paul. I also wanted to say this, too. During Barack Hussein Obama's tenure, okay, his criminal tenure, tea parties all over the country were packed. Why? Because people were awake. The same thing happened in churches. The churches were packed. Why? Because they knew the bad guy was in office trying to destroy them. Well, what happens when a good guy is put up? And they think that he's the good guy doing the right thing for the country, but someone comes behind him and shows the American people what he says and what he is actually bearing forth concerning the fruit are the opposite. and what you're afraid of Joe Biden, what you're afraid that he'll do to you, this guy's already doing it. Well, that's what's happening. The Tea Party should be revived. The Tea Party should be wide awake right now. But like the enemy, the devil and his cohorts know all the well that if you want to do that, you don't go through the front door, you go through the back door. You want to come kill, steal, and destroy, you got to do it at night while men slept, right? Or sleep. Matthew 13:25, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Well, America is sleeping with their eyes wide open. Barack Hussein Obama did this country a favor because he woke everybody up. He pushed how many people to their callings? To the Constitution, to the Word of God. He did us a favor. Well, the problem that we're having today is we got too many people that think that they know. The Bible says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. The fact of the matter is we have too many people that think they're standing with the right man. In fact, what's happening is they're falling because behind closed doors, Donald Trump's digging a hole for the whole country to fall into as he hands power over to the United Nations and America's enemies within. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, friends, that's all you have to do is taking it a step further, because I wanted to bring this up even during the conversation with Paul, but we had a hard break. People are even worried about Joe Biden talking about, you know, his call for the Muslims to rise up to basically get Donald Trump out of office. Folks, you're just too easy to play. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Remember, Joe Biden called to the Muslims in America in an attempt to defeat Trump, which again only drives more support to Donald Trump because people aren't going to support that. You know it, I know it, and so does Joe Biden. Oh, senile pedophile Joe Biden. This is just a big game, friends, because what Donald promised to do, he has not done. And if he did, I would be the first one to stand with him. Now, speaking about that, with Joe Biden calling the Muslims, two of the Muslims in America, to attempt to defeat Trump, keep in mind Donald Trump, Tom Fitton, I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you so you can understand what is really going on here. Donald Trump, it was reported by Judicial Watch out of D.C., a respected law firm. Tom Fitton reported, Trump is aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into their organizations in America. In America. Paul talked about the wall. Folks, we played the audio. We tore down those lies. It's just not true. And I've broken it down to how, folks, to our education system, to taking Betsy DeVos to Secretary of Education and attaching American curriculum to the United Nations. The same thing with the USMC, formerly NAFTA. Folks, you're being sold out. And I want to say this, too, because I felt this with my friend when he just called in from Tennessee. And thank you again for the call, Paul, that you know, out of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. Why? Because when you go to 2 Chronicles 19:2, what does it tell us? And Jehu, the son, he's the prophet of Hananiah, or Hanani, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him. Jehu was sent by God to confront King Jehoshaphat. For what? Supporting King Ahab in war. Now listen carefully. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should you help the ungodly? He asked a question to a godly king. In other words, what he was saying is, why did you help King Ahab? You didn't seek counsel from the Lord. You did this on your own. Why did you help the ungodly? America, those that call yourself Christians, read the Word of God and then answer the question, how can you support the likes of this administration? Joe Biden's the obvious, nobody can. But Donald Trump's a greater deceiver, that's the point. Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. What was the answer? Jehu said to him, in essence, friends, King Jehoshaphat, why is it that you helped the ungodly? Why did you help the wicked prosper in their way? And he said, should you help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Hey, folks, action speaks louder than words. Does it not? Yes, it does. hate to the Lord is to disobey the Lord. But folks, it's not just disobeying the Lord, it's advocating what the Lord condemns, like the present administration is doing every step of the way. So again, Jehu the prophet, the son of Hanani, goes to King Jehoshaphat. Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? What did the Lord say? Through the prophet. Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. I want to say something to my friend in Tennessee as well. It's just coming to my aid right now. Well, you know, is it already too late? Nope. The right time to do the right thing is right now. How many times have I told you, as a word of encouragement, friends, that you still have the freedom to do the right thing? If you were the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, if you were where they wanted you to believe that they want you to believe that they were, right? Or where they want us to be? I don't mean to confuse this, but if we were where they said or they want you to believe, in the place where they want you to believe that we are, then why is it that we still have the freedom to do the right thing? Because they're not. The only thing they know how to do, America, is lie to you. And this is how they're continuously, incrementally, and gradually undermining the U.S. Constitution, is through their policy, through their deceptive measures, Ephesians 4:14, and it's the church's job to stand up and reprove darkness by being the light. And regardless if the whole world, the whole country stands against what I'm telling you right now, I'm going to stand here by the grace of God, and I'm going to continuously preach the truth, because the fact of the matter is you have way too many people, like I told Paul, way too many people going one direction. And the problem that you have in this country is today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They're worthless. They're giving the message that would have been condemned by them 20 and 30 years ago. Not even that long ago. And I've said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again today. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But what we see is the right trying to justify the unjustifiable, and then they wonder why there's a left. You're hypocrites, and you're the worst of men. That's just the truth of the matter. You can't justify the unjustifiable before God. And it's holding and adhering to His word, not to our opinions or not to what all of our friends might say. I don't care what they have to say. The fact of the matter is the best friend I have is the Lord. He's the one that delivers us from sin. He's the one that promised to deliver up what it needs or what we need during our time. He'll empower us to do what we need to do to get to the other side of this. But as for me and my house friends, we're not going to compromise the gospel. We're not going to compromise that word. And that's what we need in this country. But we don't have very many of those. I want to be one of those guys. Not because I applied for it, but because of my desire in my heart wants to be one of those that will stand upon the rock that is immovable. And the Bible tells us in the end of Corinthians that we are to be steadfast. We are to be immovable. On what? The word of God. Not the word of man or the word of opinion. Remember King David said, concerning your friends, listen to what David said. He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear you, Lord. Filial. I'm a companion of all them that fear you, Lord, and of them that keep thy precepts. Those are the kind of people I want around me. I don't want people that are just going along to get along. And in ending, because I got 1 minute left here, friends, you're a part of the problem when you go with the establishment that you're complaining about. And it's not a lost vote to go outside of the box and actually validate and justify righteousness, because you never know what the Lord might not do or what He might do on the behalf of you taking a stand as well. If we all stood together, friends, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in this particular situation right now. So go outside of the box and look at those 1,156 different options, friends. You want the whole system to fall concerning the system of corruption in the United States of America? Then get out of the game and quit playing it with them. The only way they survive is off of your ignorance, period. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day, in 23 hours. Sorry about the YouTube tech problems. Hopefully we're going to get that fixed soon enough here. It's the first time it's happened in a while now. But anyways, with that said, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you. See ya.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.